Hey, welcome to the RevScale Media Daily Brief. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Priya. Wherever you are, coffee in hand, on the road, we've got five stories, fast.
Private equity's buying up childcare and fitness brands. There's a big executive hire, and two franchisees quietly expanding their territories. Let's go.
First up, Pathlight Learning just bought four Primrose schools in Omaha and signed on for 11 more across five states.
This is Taurus Capital's second deal since backing Pathlight last year. They're rolling up schools instead of building from scratch.
So what? For other Primrose owners, ownership's consolidating fast. Fewer open territories, but more acquisition offers if you want out.
Next, a big one. Elk Hatterton just took majority control of HYROX, the fitness competition brand, valuing it near $600 million.
Wait, $600 million for something that started as a race series in 2017?
Yep. Founders are staying on, no operational shakeup planned. Affiliate gyms should see more investment, not disruption.
So what? Branded fitness formats with real community behind them are commanding traditional consumer brand valuations now. Worth watching.
Third story. Empower Brands named Joel Worthington president of Koala Insulation. He's got two decades at Neighborly and Dreammaker.
And he's owned a franchise himself, so he gets both sides of the table.
Exactly. So what? Multi-brand platforms keep pulling cross-brand leaders instead of promoting from within one concept. That's the playbook now.
Fourth, KinderCare's real estate side just locked in a $650 million refinancing on 549 properties.
Meanwhile, KinderCare's stock is down almost 50% on weak enrollment. Kind of a split picture.
Right. So what? Lenders still love daycare real estate, even when the operating business is struggling. Structure matters as much as demand.
Last one, and it's a good closer. Always Best Care franchisees Ryan and Ashley Mitchell are expanding into Johnson County, Indiana.
Built out of Terre Haute since 2024, now adding five more communities nearby.
So what? Senior care keeps rewarding owners who fill in the map around an existing base instead of chasing new markets.
Standout story today has to be HYROX. $600 million for a licensed fitness format is a big signal.
Watch for more PE activity in fitness franchising. That wave isn't slowing down.
Thanks for starting your day with the RevScale Media Daily Brief. Full stories and the newsletter are up on RevScale Media.
We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great one.